Welcome to the Addicted to WordPress podcast, a podcast dedicated to the WordPress platform, helping you build revenue for your own business and ultimately taking the control of your life and putting it back into your hands. In today's episode, we're taking it back to the old style. We haven't done a feature release or a product update on Divi in quite some time, but in this episode, we're going all in on Divi's new global color system. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first official episode of the Addicted to WordPress podcast. My name is Keegan Lanier. I run Redefine Creative, and I just love all things Divi, WordPress, and really everything. I play around with Oxygen Builder, play around with a lot of other builders. So this is not just Divi, and that's hence the name of the change of the name in the podcast, if I can spit that out properly. But you know, here today we're talking about a new release from Elegant Themes, one of the really probably the biggest functional release from them in a little bit. You know, we've had some performance updates and a few releases here and there. But this is one that changes the way you build websites, changes the way you're going to plan websites. It's going to change a lot of different things about the process. So the first thing, I just need to tell you what it is. And Elegant Themes has now added a new global color system to the Divi theme. And on the surface, it might not sound that amazing, might not sound that earth-shattering, but truthfully, this is going to be another one of those things that Elegant Themes has added to Divi that continues to make the workflow quicker. And that makes you more money because time is money. And if you can shrink the amount of time it takes you to build a website while still charging the same prices, obviously you're going to profit higher and you're going to be able to do more projects and you're going to be able to increase the ceiling of earning capacity, which is always a beautiful thing. So this new Divi color scheme is here, or color system is here, and what it allows you to do is set global images, or global colors rather. I don't know why I said images. Global colors. And the beauty of this thing is you can go into your website and you can find the colors that you set. As you know, if you've been in Divi for a while, we've got the Divi theme options, and you can create those colors that are there that are your brand and that you can quickly select, which has always been really, really awesome. Well, now underneath it, where they were saved in recents before, there's a new option that says global. And you can take any color that you have on your website, right-click on that color in the current selection, and make it a global color. And then you can just use find and replace on your pages to change the current color to the global color. And that's a awesome thing. You know, they were smart enough to introduce find and replace a few years ago. And now with this global system, you can easily update to it. And now a perfect example of this is, you know, if you've ever had a client who is like, hey, I need you to, you know, start building a website. Here's the branding, here's the color scheme and all that. And you build it into the site, you drop the colors in, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, I really don't like that shade of blue. Can you change the code, the hex code from, you know, this number to this number? And then you've got to go through the entire website and change every instance. You know, you can change it in Divi themes and you can quickly go through and find the ones that were there and find and replace. Sure, you can do that on every page. But if you've got a really, really, really big page, it's not really that time effective, right? It's not the best way to do it. So with this global system, you can convert and do the find and replace once. Or if you're building the site from scratch, you can set that global color up from the very, very beginning. And if they need you to change the code on that blue, you can change it on the global color, change it one time, and every single thing that's set to that color globally, doesn't matter what module, where it's at throughout the site, as long as it was done in the visual builder, it will change and update that color for you, saving you a ridiculous amount of time. And so this is really going to speed up whenever you're building new websites. And it's pretty easy to update your current site. So you've just got to update Divi to the latest version 4.9 and then go through and find and replace the colors and make them the global color. And you'll pretty much be set. So if you decide to change your colors and branding, you want to go from a blue to a green, you can do that one time in the global settings, call it a day, and move on. So the interesting, really, really interesting thing is that this whole Divi Global Color System has me really thinking about the Visual Builder, a lot of the things that they've been doing, the speed performances, the global colors, find and replace, the global styles, the global presets, all of the things that we've seen in Divi over the last year and a half to 2 years, they're all improvements in the Visual Builder. Now, there are still those options in the back end that if you've been in it for a while, you know about the theme customizer, the really old way of doing business with WordPress. And the core of WordPress is getting away from that. Now, with Gutenberg, most of the stuff is done inside of the Gutenberg builder. So the theme customizer, I believe, you know, maybe with WordPress 6 will go away. And I hope it does, because specifically working with Divi, that theme customizer and the Visual Builder sometimes have those conflicts. You know, if you set a button style, if you don't leave it as default in the theme customizer, it will like make things really strange with the way you do things on the front end of the Visual Builder. So I hope it goes away and they clean up that code and then it's just literally the Visual Builder alone. But I really believe, you know, this is my prediction moment. Everything is moving into the Visual Builder. Everything will be 100% managed through the Divi theme on the front end. There will be no back end options with the exception of maybe the theme options. But I can even see those going globally into the front with a big release, because there's nothing spectacular that's done in the back end on the theme options that could not be done in the front end. Even the CSS code, you could have the global CSS code in the front end under the page options, or maybe they could implement site options into the menu on the front. But that's a little bit off track for the video, but it's just, that's where I'm thinking things are going to go. And I could be wrong, but it's interesting to play the what if game, and we can be here to see if that comes true together. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for being here for more episodes of the Addicted to WordPress podcast. There's so much more ahead, so many more things that we're going to touch on, and so much more that we can do under this new branding and under this new style. It's going to open up all kinds of possibilities. So connect with us on Instagram at Keegan Lanier. Come find me, follow me, DM me, let me know what you think of the podcast. And I'm super excited for where we're headed and can't wait to be back for the next episode. So if you haven't, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts and come back with us every week for a new episode. If you stuck around to the very end, I just want to say that I appreciate you. And this is monumental. So in going through adjusting the branding for the Divi Addicts podcast and evolving into Addicted to WordPress, I cleaned up some of those episode trailers or season trailers that we had from way back whenever we were testing things out and really trying to see what would work as far as the release schedule goes. And in releasing those or actually removing those from the podcast listing, we found out that the episode we've just done here is episode 125. I'm not sure about you, but that's a monumental thing for me. We've got 125 podcast episodes out in the wild talking about WordPress and Divi and business. And most people who start podcasts don't make it to episode number 10. So I feel extremely accomplished, and I hope that you feel like you're a part of something a little bit bigger than just listening to a podcast. I want to build a support system. I want to build a community of people. I want to bring together hungry, driven, passionate around design and business, just passionate people who want to do awesome things, create that network of referrals, and drive our businesses up six figures and beyond. So if that's something that you want to do, jump over to Instagram and give me a follow at Keegan Lanier. And we can talk, we can chat back and forth. I'm looking forward to it very, very much. And if nothing else, just stop by and say, hey, I appreciate you for being here. And if you made it this far, you are the superstar. So thank you so, so much. We'll see you in the next episode.